Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think tomorrow we should all unveil our five best games at Giants Stadium. You are going to be biased, respectfully, to the fact that that was your building. You're going to be biased, Sean, as a Giant fanboy. I'll be biased as a Jet fan, and then we can compare notes. So I think tomorrow, a very special Cinco, where we all give our top five games ever at the old Giants Stadium.
I like it, and it dawned on me, you're a pathetic human being. You know that?
Wow, that was a shout across the bow.
That is very harsh.
I question your Jet fandom.
Why?
Because your punchback at Tiki was a couple, you know, okay, they closed the building with the Bengals. Don't you have your own 41 donut?
Yes, against the Indianapolis Colts.
Why didn't you mention that first?
Because I think closing out Giants Stadium against the Cincinnati Bengals and making the playoffs after they were left to dead, to me, see, you're making me spoil my list, and I don't appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, so what happened after that?
We won two playoff games and got to the AFC Championship game. What happened after 41-0 to the Colts is that they went to Oakland and lost to the Raiders. So while it's the last home playoff game they've ever had, and there's a specialness to that, which means it would be on my Cinco, I do not put that ahead of them beating the Bengals on that Sunday night. I disagree.
It's 41-0 versus Peyton Manning, and you haven't had a home playoff game since. It's number one for you.
Here's what's going to happen now. I'm just going to give you my list now, and you guys will be the stars tomorrow with your Giants.
You don't have to give us the other four.
No, because you're getting me to debate this game. It's not number one to me.
Well, it's personal, then.
Of course it's personal.
It's debatable.
I was at one of them. I was at the one that closed down Giants Stadium.
It was a regular season game.
Dude, it wasn't. They won and they got
in. Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything. Two on my list would be the Wellington Mara game. So
okay.
That's a regular season game.
Oh, that's good.
You have no right to tell me.
Did the Bengals even play starters in the second half?
It's irrelevant, bro.
It's irrelevant.
Now, I don't want to disrespect.
Yeah, when the other team doesn't try, does it count?
Come on, you went to a glorified preseason game. You put it number one.
That's not fair. Mm. I don't want to disrespect my 41-0 game.
That is true. How is that number one?
Because of what? Do you want me to go through it?
They didn't even try.
Final game.
The Bengals wanted to lose.
That's fine. You want to hear my answer?
Okay, go ahead.
After the Jets lost to the Falcons a few weeks earlier on a Tony Gonzalez game-winning touchdown, Rex Ryan in his post-game press conference said, yeah, I guess we're not making the playoffs. The Jets were not dead, yet the head coach of the team thought they were dead. We all remember the Curtis Painter situation. Peyton Manning, Colts undefeated, gets pulled out of the game. Here comes Curtis Painter. Jets come back and they beat the Colts. It was a miracle that they were even set up for this win-and-go-in game against a team that if they beat, they were going to play the following week. So just set that up. The other set of emotions was, this was the final game at Giants Stadium. My entire life, I was told arrogantly by you and you that it's your stadium.
I mean, our name was literally on the side of the building.
Oh, I know.
Literally.
We didn't have to tell you. You just had to drive past.
I know. Yes. It's your stadium.
Hey, where are you going? Giants Stadium. Hey, where are you playing today? Giants Stadium. Hey, whose name is on that building? The New York Giants.
Just proving my point. I had a chance.
It's not my fault. This is what it was called.
Your stadium in grand fashion by making the playoffs. How'd the Giants do that year? Oh, let me save you the trouble. You didn't make the playoffs. No one even remember. Can I finish? You ask me a question. I'm giving you a diatribe on why it's number one.
I'm trying to save you.
And you
want to
cut me off?
There's no saving.
Let me continue. I was having a chance to close down your stadium to get into the playoffs. It was also one of the coldest days ever. I went there. I sat there in the bathroom right before kickoff to keep myself warm. And we destroyed the Bengals.
Because they didn't try?
I don't care if they tried.
So Giant Stadium likely opened with a preseason game. Uh-huh. And it closed with one.
Yeah, you're exactly. So they destroy the Bengals, which earned the right to play the Bengals again the following week. And it led to one of my favorite runs in Jet history. Beating Cincinnati, beating the Chargers in San Diego, a game I was at again with Joe. And then obviously the brutal AFC title loss to Peyton Manning. So from a personal standpoint and from what it led to and from where they came from, it's my favorite game ever at Giants Stadium. It's a top five victory in my fandom as a Jet fan. It's not the greatest win of all time mm-hmm. in my fandom, but it's up there. And so with all due respect to closing down Giants Stadium a week earlier before the Indianapolis game, in which they beat the Green Bay Packers and won the division, the last division title they had, that is absolutely up there. The 41-0 game against the Colts, absolutely up there. The AFC divisional round game against Jacksonville, absolutely up there. Like, don't get me wrong. I got some wins. But my favorite win is closing down Giants Stadium by beating the Bengals. Now that I've told you my love and my love affairs with it, now you could say whatever the hell you want.
So if you were if you were at the 41-0 game, would you have felt differently? Do you think so?
Of course.
Okay, then that's all it comes down to.
Yes.
I mean, you won a preseason game, and then you ended up going on to beat two other teams that are worse choke artists than the Jets in the playoffs, and you want to celebrate it. And that's fine. You've decided to do that.
You're a condescending bastard. Did you just hear
me? I did. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong?
Factually, now you could not like my tone. Factually, I did not say anything incorrect.
You're minimizing a run to the AFC Championship game. It's special to me. And yes, 1,000% being in
but
the
building. But that game wasn't, those games weren't played in Giant Stadium.
So?
I'm talking about a game.
I did. I told you the game.
Standalone.
Week 17, no. Jets Bengals. I already told you the game.
So you played a bunch of guys who the next year were driving for Cintas, and you called that the best game in Giant Stadium history.
You guys are the worst. You know what? I hope John Harbaugh leaves. I hope he goes to Tennessee. Screw both of you. He's so mean. Let's go to Moses in Brentwood. What's up, Moses?
Hey, hi, Evan.
Hi.
First time caller. I remember when all the years you did with Joe B.
Nice.
You know?
Thank you for listening, man. What's up?
Okay, two questions I want to ask you. One is, I'm sorry, as a Mets fan, I'm sick and tired of those freaking short-term contracts. You have an all-star player. Why give a contract, and then he can opt out in 1 year? Why sign him?
Well, I
want him more than that.
I wouldn't want him to opt out after 1 year. Like, I wouldn't want that. But the reason you want him to opt out after 3 years is, to me, it's a win-win. If he opts out, and let's say it's a four-year deal and he opts out after three, mm-hmm. that means he had good years.
Yeah.
That means he helped my team.
Right. And because he's only opting out if he had good years.
Correct. And also, it allows me to reevaluate in 3 years. I have a billionaire owner. If mm-hmm. I want to keep him, and we all argue with each other that they should keep him, they can. But maybe Carson Benj becomes a superstar by that point. Maybe the landscape of the team is different. So I disagree with you. Now, one-year deals are different than the three-year deal. Because a three-year cycle is a good amount of time.
Right. You can figure out whether or not you really like and he fits and if it's worth it for whatever the extension might be.
And a lot can change in 3 years.
1 year is random.
Yes.
I mean, that's the Cody Bellinger thing with the Yankees. It's 1 year he's here. It's like, yeah, he looked like a Yankee. He fit the role. He was the part. But do we want him for seven?
Right.
Or are we good with five?
And think about what the back end of that deal looks like. Like, obviously, if I want the player, I'll be willing to do things that are uncomfortable.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But if you're asking me what my preference is, I would prefer the guy on a shortest-term deal. Pete in Massapequa, what's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say quickly, you guys nauseate me. I'm taking all three of your Italian cards away. Salmonella bread?
Hey, I called him on it, Pete. I'm black, by the way, so I know I'm not Italian.
Yeah, but Pete, you would do fine dining. It's semolina bread, you most.
Semolina. Oh, semolina.
Look, here's the good news. Sean is the one who deserves the massive L. Tiki didn't know, but he knew, because he was quick enough to say, hey, that doesn't sound right. And I was just here smiling as a pretty face.
Like, Okay, I'm sure that bacteria will taste delicious going down with some moots.
But the real negative in this was Sean. Sean deserves the massive L.
And I have admitted I was wrong, which is something I've been told I don't do enough. I was wrong. It's not salmonella bread. I don't know why I said
that.
Do
you have a YouTube camera in there?
Do I?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I've actually never seen our show on YouTube. Let me click on it right now.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a camera of Sean Morris.
All right, Sean needs a wear an L right now.
Yeah, wear an L.
Where are they?
They're right here. I have them all organized.
I'll bring it in to you, Sean.
All right, you're going to have to bring it in to me.
All right.
Something could explode if I leave.
I have a whole cabinet of L's that we have.
Oh.
And for those that are new to the show, we hand out L's when they're deserved to be worn. And clearly, Sean's screwing up Salmonella deserves an L. And so now for our YouTube audience, for those consuming Evan and Tiki on YouTube, first of all, hello. How are you? Let me see what they're talking about on the YouTube chat. Sean Morash has ruined WFAN.
You don't have to go to a YouTube chat to see that statement.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Met talk, by the way. It's a Rico.
You know what? Because we started with Mets.
That was 3 hours ago.
By the way, we need to do more podcasts around here because we're getting Rico callers calling WFAN. That's pretty baller.
So you want to start a podcast?
I should start a podcast.
You should.
Yeah.
Sean's got to.
I'm going to do it on Cheer. Think you'll get cheerleaders calling?
Yes, absolutely.
I love that.
And so for the YouTube audience out there, Sean is now wearing his L because he screwed up the Manella thing.
Could you imagine your last name being Manella and your first name being Sal and walking around life like that?
That's good. That's not too bad.
Is that a dad joke?
No, I just dawned on me. Like, there's got to be a Sal Manella out there.
Jeff is in Westchester. What's up, Jeff?
Who am calling to opine on the Cinco de Luncho fiasco that was today.
Let's hear it.
I was squirming in my seat about the salmonella, but I'm glad you got some help there. But let me ask you, was it Sean or was it Evan with the trouble with the peanut butter?
Oh, that was me.
Helped out with that yet.
That was me, all right. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you keep your peanut butter in the refrigerator?
Yes.
That is why your bread is breaking, my friend.
Oh, because it's too hard.
Yeah, you don't need... Why do you keep peanut butter in the refrigerator?
It just feels like...
You're worried about salmonella?
Keeps it cool, keeps it fresh.
What?
So you need to keep it at room temperature? Is that Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'll start doing that.
The jelly goes in the refrigerator.
That's right. The jelly's in the refrigerator. That's a very good point.
That's funny. He knew exactly what your issue was.
He diagnosed it immediately.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.